You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danesh, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his holy progeny, Muhammad, says, "Do not let the sins of others distract you from your own sins, nor let the blessings of others make you forget the blessings of Allah or the blessings Allah has given you. And do not make people despair of Allah's mercy while you hope for it yourself." This wisdom highlights self-awareness, gratitude, and fairness. Let's break it down. One of the greatest traps in human behavior is focusing too much on others' faults while ignoring our own. Psychologists call this the self-serving bias, where we excuse our mistakes but judge others harshly. Imagine a person who criticizes others for gossiping but fails to recognize when they do the same. Or someone who complains about unfairness but takes advantage of others when given the chance. This lack of self-reflection leads to spiritual and moral stagnation. Allah reminds us in the Quran, "O you who have believed, why do you say what you do not do?" This verse calls for integrity and self-examination before pointing fingers at others. The Prophet's hadith teaches the same lesson. Instead of focusing on others' flaws, we should work on our own shortcomings. So focus on your own sins. The Holy Prophet says, focus on your own sins. Instead of worrying about what others are doing wrong, ask yourself, what can I improve in my own actions? And keep a daily reflection journal. That's a practical tip. Each night, assess your behavior and set goals for self-improvement tomorrow. Comparing yourself to others often leads to envy and ingratitude. Instead, focus on the unique gifts Allah has given you. And every morning, list three things you are grateful for. Or when you want to pray, just remember one of Allah's blessings upon you. We sometimes judge others harshly, forgetting that we too seek Allah's mercy. So instead of condemning people for their sins, remind them with kindness about Allah's mercy and guidance. Do not make them hopeless of the mercy of Allah while you yourself are, hopeful that Allah would have His mercy on you. This is what the hadith says. If we apply this hadith in our daily lives, we'll cultivate humility, gratitude, and fairness, leading to more peaceful and fulfilling life. Instead of being distracted by others, let's focus on our own growth and encourage others with mercy and by our own example, inshallah. Until next time, reflect on yourself, be grateful, and spread hope. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danesh, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.